Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Mom Wins, where we discuss some recent successes we've had with spreadsheets, sand, and shampoo. And we close with our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Let's get going. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 188. Hello, Shauna.
Hello.
How are you doing? Tell me what's going on in your world.
Well, I am tired. Cece is 3 and about a month now. And the last week or so, oh my gosh, she just will not sleep through the night. You know, we've been fine on sleeping. I mean, every now and again, she would get me up. And every now and again, Elle gets me up too. And like this week, I don't know, like they're both just in the middle of the night coming to get me. And let me tell you, Cece doesn't want anything to do with Steve. So it's all about me. And it's like maybe like 11:30 and then 2 and then, you know, waking up to start the day at like 5:30, and I am going crazy. I'm so tired. I've started tracking my sleep with my Apple Watch, and I realized that I don't get as much sleep as I thought I did. Like, I probably would have been like, oh yeah, I get like 8 hours of sleep a night because I try to go to bed early. Oh no, it's like 6 on average if I'm lucky, often less than that, and like, you know, in a few hour increments. So, of course, I'm like, all right, operation, get Cece to sleep through the night again. And I've tried everything. Like, I tried your trick of, like, shimmying her before I go to bed. And that maybe helps, like, with the first wake up of the night, but doesn't help with the other stuff.
What does she even want when she wakes up? Like, what's her problem?
Nothing. I think she just like wakes up and is in the habit of just hopping out of bed and coming to get me for comfort or something. I mean, occasionally it's like, I had a bad dream, but really it's just like she comes in and wants me to put her back to bed or something. And I do. And what I do is I get in bed with her and lay with her for a couple minutes. And I do that because I'm terrified of her throwing a fit and having a tantrum and a meltdown in the middle of the night. So I think there's a bit of it that I've like trained the beast to want that kind of comfort in the middle of the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think it's reasonable to not want a massive screaming fit in the middle of the night. Like, I don't think that's you being an unreasonable person.
Yeah, exactly. I've tried reminding her about her okay to wake clock, right? Red, red, stay in bed. Green, green, come get me. I've tried like role play with her little stuffed animals, like, oh, Pinky wakes up in the middle of the night. And Boo is like, oh, no, Pinky, don't get out of bed. It's red. You got to stay here. Mommy will be so sad if you go get her. And, you know, she's into that. And she's like, no, no, Pinky, you got to stay in bed. And, but, you know, that doesn't help in the middle of the night when she just like, boing, wakes up and automatically comes to get me. So I don't know. I'm at a loss.
Well, first of all, that sounds awful. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
As you know, we also had a bunch of like middle of the night wakings for a while. And I'm wondering if this is some kind of regression that happens, right? Like that we just kind of maybe staggered a little bit because we had like a string. I want to say, was it like a month or so? I don't even remember how long it lasted, but we had a good amount of time where Augie was waking up in the middle of the night and it was driving me fucking bonkers.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I consulted Google, of course, because I'm like, I think I Googled why won't my 3-year-old sleep through the night anymore or something to that effect. And all the results are 3-year sleep regression. There's a 3-year sleep regression. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh, of course. I feel like every time I Google sleep problems with Cece, it's like, oh, That's the 18-month sleep regression. Oh, that's the 3-year sleep regression. So apparently it's super common. And the biggest advice is be patient. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm out of patience. It's just like, it'll be patient. It'll pass. And I'm just waiting for it to pass. And also, coincidentally, in my mom's group, people have been posting about a very similar thing. Like their 3-year-olds like either won't go to bed at night or they're suddenly super scared of stuff. Like everyone I know that has a 3-year-old is having a lot of problems with their sleep right now. So
I like how the advice is have patience when that's like the first thing that goes when you're sleep deprived.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have patience, even though your body is incapable of patience right now.
Totally.
Also, to make this about me, now I'm worried. I'm like, ooh, have we gone through this already and we're through it? Or was that all related to the move and we're still waiting for this to be ahead of us?
Ah. Well, you moved way before he had sleep troubles, right?
Yeah, but you know how it is with kids, right? Like, they delay these processing moments, right? Like, you move and they're fine. And then 2 months later, they're like, I miss the old house. And you're like, what? What?
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it's not coming for you. Hopefully you got through it, because what you guys went through was no fun either.
So is Elle sleeping through the night at least?
Most of the time. Occasionally she'll come get me for a bad dream or something super random. Like, she'll wake me up and be like, Mama, my water bottle doesn't have enough water in it. I'm like, girl, you're 5 years old. Go fill your own bottle. But I'm such a pushover. I'm really sweet at night. I don't know. I just feel like my little kids alone and awake in this dark house, they need their mama. And so I don't know. I'm like pulled by this sense of responsibility. So I will get up and, you know, get that for her. And sometimes I'll lay with her too. But that kind of gets her in a habit too. Like the other night, I was like, I'm not laying with you. I'm going to put you down and give you a hug and kiss at 2 a.m. and I'm leaving because I need my rest. And she was okay with it. And that kind of stopped her night wakings.
Well, that's good. I think it's good to be responsive to the kids. Like, I was a super, super anxious sleeper when I was a kid. And I ended up in my mom's bed, like, basically most nights, to the point where she finally was just like, just start sleeping in here. Like, so we ended up just sharing a bed for the longest time, because I remember waking up in the middle of the night from a nightmare and being terrified. And I have these very vivid memories of lying in bed, scared out of my mind, and trying to decide whether it was better to just stay in bed and be scared or like brave the trip to my mom's room. And I should mention that the trip to my mom's room involved going through my closet.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Thank you. So it was weird. It was like there was the master bedroom, the master bathroom, and then at some point they connected the closet to it, probably so that whoever slept in the room I was sleeping in, you know, my bedroom when I was growing up, could like go straight into the bathroom and not have to bother the people sleeping.
Oh, right.
But it required walking through the closet. And I remember just looking at that dark closet full of ghosts and monsters, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
And basically like running through it as fast as I could to try to get to my mom's room. It literally never occurred to me that I could go into the hallway and just like go in her main door.
That's too funny. Yeah, it can be really scary to wake up in the middle of the night and you're the only one up and it's dark, and I get that. So I try to be kind, but I'm also like, mommy needs her sleep.
Yeah.
So
it's a balance. It's a balance.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I knew something was going on because we've tried to record like ads and stuff and you've been like, just woke up because I was up like at 2 a.m., 5 a.m. You know, like you were been up all night.
Oh, and, yeah. And the other day, I just got to a point where I demanded to sleep in, like demanded a nap in the morning, which is like, Steve, please, you get up and take care of everyone in the morning because I have to sleep more. And I'm not one to usually do that, but I'm trying to do it more now because I see the toll it takes on me during the day to not get that sleep. So I'm trying to take better care of myself in the ways that I can.
You know, I was a really diligent sleep tracker up until I had Augie. And then it got so depressing that I stopped completely because I was just like, I don't need to know. And it would like, I remember specifically there was one day the little alert popped up and it was like, you got 40 minutes of sleep last night. It was literally, it was like less than an hour of sleep last night. And I was just like, I can't do this. I can't. be reminded about this. This is when he was a newborn, obviously. Yeah, I think it was before we got the snoo. Though those like 4 weeks when we didn't have the snoo and it was terrible.
Oh, so bad.
But I feel like maybe now I should try again because I think I get decent sleep, but I might be like you. I might not actually be getting as much as I think I am.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that. I don't know what I'm going to really do with that information. And I just kind of look at it in the morning every day to be like, justified of my tiredness? I think that's why I like it. It's like I've spent these last couple years of the pandemic, especially just being like, God, I'm so tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why am I so tired all the time? And now I've got the Apple Watch and the sleep tracker. And I'm like, oh, because I just don't sleep as well as I thought I did. You know, like so often I have migraines in the middle of the night. It's just like, It's a shit show, but I'm doing the best I can.
Well, I am sending some sleep dust your way.
Thank you.
The Sandman. Yes. For Cece, really. Because I feel like you would have no problem actually sleeping if the kids didn't wake you up.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm sure I will be updating you as the weeks go on. And we'll hopefully things will get better.
Yes. Yes, I hope so.
All right. But what about you? How are you guys doing?
We're good. Actually, we've had a very fun week. And you were involved in this week's fun.
That's right. I forgot because my brain doesn't work anymore because I don't sleep. But yes. Okay. I'm remembering now.
What happened this week was Augie turned 3.
Oh, yay. Woohoo.
I know. He's a big guy now. And it's just really, really fun. Like, he's turning into such a fun little kid. You know, he has his moments that aren't fun, but he's just funny. And I talked about it last week about how he just is talking up a storm. And it's just so fun to see him develop into this little boy who we just love so much. So, yeah, He turned 3 this week. And it was a Tuesday when he turned 3, which happened to be a school day, which honestly was like, great, get him out of the house, you know. But we picked up some balloons the night before and brought him downstairs to a big like balloon display. And I made pancakes. Here's the funny thing. Okay. I wanted to like have a cupcake for him, but I was like, I'm not giving him a cupcake before school. Like, that's insanity. He will be like all hopped up. And I was like, I'll just make pancakes for breakfast. And it occurred to me at the very last minute as I was pulling a pancake off the griddle, I was like, pancake, pancake. It's a cake. I can put a candle in this cake and call it a cake for his birthday.
Smart.
I was like, oh my God. So I put sprinkles on it and chocolate chips. I made chocolate chip pancakes and I put a candle in it, or 3 candles actually, and we sang happy birthday. And oh my God, he loved that. He thought it was so fun and so special.
Aww.
And I think I'm going to make that like a tradition now. Like birthday pancakes. Like,
yeah.
First of all, it's so easy. It's like the easiest thing to do. And it's something that we can do that's special just for their birthday. Because I don't know about you, but actually, I know. I know your answer to this. It's like this pandemic is never ending. And it makes like all the days kind of blur together for me, at least. So just having that special thing, put a candle in a pancake and call it a day, like, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he had some presents. You know, we try to do birthdays are for books, but, you know, we still get some presents for him, and some other people sent some toys. So my mom got him this robot, this like voice activated robot toy that I specifically told her not to get him because I thought it was too advanced for him. She got it. Anyway, she was like, the Amazon listing says it's for ages 3 to 16. I'm like, great, okay. Well, you're taking that very literally. But of course, he like fucking loved that thing. And it's pretty funny to watch him try to like dance with the robot. So he doesn't understand exactly how it works, but it's fine.
That's
the robot
cool.
makes noises and dances. And yeah, it was just a fun day. And then he got to go off to school and they like sent him home with a banner that said happy birthday, Augie. And
aww.
Yeah, his actual day felt pretty special. So I'm pretty pleased about that because I was a little worried with all the madness with like Christmas having just been over and like just everything going on that I was kind of forgetting how to make it special for him.
Right.
And then the other reason I was a little anxious about it being special for him was because we originally planned to have a big birthday party for him in our backyard that weekend, this last weekend. And then Omicron came to town. And
the destroyer of plans, Omicron.
The destroyer of plans, yeah. And I was just like, well, it just doesn't seem responsible to have a big birthday party, even if it is going to be mostly outdoors. Like, I just couldn't invite, it was like 16 families or something. Like, we were going to invite a lot of kids from his preschool class, families I've never met before.
Okay.
Basically everyone, like everyone was invited, and it was going to be 50 or something people. I mean, it was going to be a lot of people, mm-hmm. right? And it just didn't feel right to do that when cases are at the highest point ever and hospitals are overflowing.
I know. Isn't it like 40,000 a day in LA right now or something?
Something like that. It's insane. Yeah. So, yeah. Luckily, I've learned a thing or two throughout this pandemic, and I chose not to tell Augie all the details about his birthday mm-hmm. party ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because I knew there was a solid chance it would either get canceled outright or pared down significantly before it happened. So mm-hmm. I did not hype it up. I told him there was going to be a party. I did not like say how many people were coming. I didn't say who was coming. So I officially canceled the party. And then we just reinvited like 5 families who we mm-hmm. know that they're all vaccinated, first of all. Because, like, I mean, I asked that all the parents from school that I invited would be vaccinated, but, like, I don't know for sure. And it's not like I'm going to verify it, right?
Right.
But this group, we knew everyone was vaccinated. We knew everyone was cautious, and it was a much smaller group. So you guys were on the short list, of course. And you very nicely came early to help set up all the Star Wars decorations we put up and stuff. And honestly, it was kind of perfect in the end.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun. It was just like we hung out in the backyard, didn't go inside at all except for like to use the bathroom and made sure people wore masks. And the party was just a blast. And I think the real highlight was the parachute we borrowed
from a friend. Oh, the parachute. So fun. Those kids loved it.
It was so funny. So we were like doing all the normal parachute games, right? And I actually think you started this. You were like, who wants to go for a ride?
Oh, yeah, I did. I knew they would love that.
And like, I think originally it was like one kid at a time. It ended with like 5 kids all piled on, or like, actually, it was like 7 kids because it was Augie and Sebastian. And like, it was like 5 families we invited, but like, you guys have 2 kids. Like, we have 2
right.
kids. So it's like 7 kids piled onto this parachute and like 3 to 4 adults having to drag it around. Oh my God.
The kids were laughing hysterically, rolling over onto each other. It was just so fun. It just felt like such a fun, like, family get together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There was just something like just down home fun, just great about the whole event. And that in particular was just like, yay.
It was wholesome. Like, it was wholesome AF, right?
Yeah.
Just good, wholesome fun. So
good.
Yeah. So that's what we did this week. And then the only other update I want to give is that last week we had a debate about whether Sebastian was actually walking or whether he was just sort of taking a few steps. And the debate is over this week.
Mm-hmm.
He's now 11 months and a week, and he is full-fledged toddling. Like, he gets up. He has to pull up to stand on, like, a table or something still. But then he goes, like, walk, 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 pause. Walk, 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 pause. Walk, 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 pause. So, like, the kid is walking.
Yo, yeah. And I saw it in action. So I can verify he is walking, and it's the cutest thing ever.
Oh, no. You know what? It's not the cutest thing ever, because one other thing happened this week, and that was the cutest thing ever. You ready?
Oh, okay.
He blew a kiss.
Oh, yes.
He went, mwah. Mwah, with his little hands. Oh my God, I'm addicted to it. I make him do it as much as possible. I'm like, let's do it again. And he's like, we're not saying bye to anyone. I don't care. Let's focus.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
he's
cute.
So cute. He's so cute.
Love
Kills
him.
Me. Oh, me too. Okay, so it was really, really fun to see you guys and to have a little party. And yeah, it was just a good week. I'm sorry your week was sleep deprived while my week was like all fun and games, but
Oh, that's okay. We all have our turns, the different yeah. moments in life. It's all good. And I did have a blast at your party. It was so fun. I think we stayed for like 5 or 6 hours. Like people were gone and we're just like, we're still here. It was great.
And I was all about that. I was like, please stay as long as you want. Like, yeah. I need social interaction.
So fun seeing our kids play together, too. It's just like, that's what I envisioned when we got pregnant at the same time. And then the stupid pandemic messed everything up. And now they're like buddies and playing in that box. And oh, my God, it was just fun.
I know. And Augie, the box that people are like, what are you talking about, the box?
Oh, yeah.
We got a sandbox, like one of those little turtle sandboxes for the kids, like as part of Augie's birthday present. And our kids, after everyone else had gone home, our kids spent like a half hour solid just playing in that box. Not the sandbox, the box the sandbox came in.
Classic.
So good. All right. But anyway, I was so glad to see you guys and I want to do it again. And yeah, but we should take a quick break and come back with our special segment, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and this week's special segment is Mom Wins, where we talk about some of the high points of our momming journey recently. Laura, you're up first. I'm dying to know what your mom win is.
Okay. I mean, high points of my momming journey. Mine are, I have two, all right, to share with you. And they're both very practical, but I feel like they're mom wins, like deep in my soul. And I'll tell you why. Okay.
Okay.
So my first one is a spreadsheet.
Classic Laura.
All right. So this is a thing that I was inspired to create because of TikTok. And I wish I could find the TikTok that inspired it, but it's gone. It's gone into the algorithm and I can't find it again. I tried. I searched. I could not find it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't specifically for moms. It was just a guy who said that one of the things he does is he has a master spreadsheet, like a Google Docs spreadsheet, and it's just a place where you put in the details of every single interaction you have with a customer service representative.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like where this is going. Okay, mm-hmm. Tell us why this is helpful and how you've been using it.
Yeah, so the point is just to have a good reference for the inevitable next time you have to talk to a customer service representative because whatever you called about the first time, it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So I have these columns, ready? I have company, date, time, representative I chatted or talked to, method of communication, so it's like the chat box or a phone call, the problem I'm calling about, and the resolution, okay? Wow. And it seems like a lot, but it's actually not that much. And of course, you're on hold, like, for the majority of these discussions, so you can just casually enter those in when you're, like, listening to that music. Mm-hmm. Forever. But here's how it became a mom win for me this week. So I started it thinking, you know, maybe I'll use this. I don't know. It seems like a good idea, but who knows if I'll keep it up. And the first thing I used it for was getting help with the owlet sock that we have for Sebastian.
Oh, okay.
That's the little heart rate and oxygen monitor that we have. And right now there's like a whole hullabaloo about it being like, it's not being sold in the U.S. right now because the FDA wants it to get like licensed as a medical device, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the point is we still have it. We still have it. It still works. Like if you already bought it, it works. Or if you're in Canada or the U.K. or whatever, it's fine. So my problem was that every time I put it on Sebastian, all of a sudden it was doing these yellow alerts, which means like the sock is not on right. Like it's not fitting right. That's what the alarm is supposed to be. But I used it with Augie for 18 months and I've now used it with Sebastian. And this is a new one that I've used for 11 months. And like, I know how to put that fucking sock on. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I know what I'm doing. So it was obvious that it just like the sensor was dying or something and we needed a new sensor. And I had to chat with Owlet customer care 4 times before I got it resolved because every time they were like trying to give me the runaround and blame it on me.
Mm-hmm.
But the 4th time I got in touch, I talked to Rhonda. Rhonda was very helpful.
Okay.
And I was able to say, I started the beginning of the conversation with, I talked to Oscar G, Lonnie H, and then Oscar G again. And I did it on these dates at these times. And these are the responses they gave me. I tried all their things. It did not work. Now I'm talking to you and I'm telling you that I you know, need to try something else. And it honestly cut to the chase much faster. Like, I was able to say, like, look, I have receipts for every time I talk to you guys. I'm not just saying I tried all these other things. And I also took screenshots of our chats. And I was like, here's a screenshot of the chat. Because, like, one rep would tell me one thing. And then the other would be like, oh, no, that's not right. Like, one rep said, oh, you need to move it further back on his foot. So I tried that. And then they were like, oh, you need to move it up on his foot. And I was like, no. Here is a screenshot of the other one saying the same thing. I've tried both. Like, just send me the sensor. And so finally, Rhonda, super helpful. Like, I sent her all this information. And I was ready for, like, you know, a fight, basically, being like, I'm going to get this sensor replaced if it's the last thing I do. Send her all this information. She's like, okay, you need a new sensor. Here's it's getting mailed out to you right now. I was like, oh, okay.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was a big mom win because my spreadsheet came through.
That's awesome. Yay. That sounds like it would have been really helpful for me when I was trying to call LA Sanitation Services about that dead animal in my yard. Maybe that would have helped me keep my cool.
Yeah. Maybe that would have helped you not yell at the person who's telling you, well, we can't see the carcass, so you said you'd be back.
All right. That's a genius idea, because I do spend a lot of time on the phone with customer service people. So this could be very helpful.
Yeah. So I think maybe I'll just make this as a template. Like, maybe we'll put a link in our show notes of the really basic customer service spreadsheet template so people could do it themselves on Google Sheets. But I really like it. It's really helping. Like, and you keep a record of it. It's not like I delete it. So, for instance, I have some stuff with, like, my bank. I had to call to, like, close an account, right? Uh-huh. And so I put, like, who I talked to, when I talked to them, and what they said, because they said, like, okay, your account will be closed on this date, blah, blah, blah. And so if something goes wrong, I'll actually be able to tell them, like, no, no, no. Like, I did it on this day, as opposed to being like, I don't know. I think I called a week ago. I'm not entirely sure what they said, you know?
Right.
Like, write it down, because this brain isn't forming memories like it used to.
I hear you.
So, so that's my first mom win. It's a spreadsheet. I feel like it's very on brand for me.
Indeed. Indeed. Mine involves sand, so it's on brand for me.
Okay. Let's hear your mom win.
Okay. So Elle's birthday is coming up in a few weeks. And as I do, I'm getting ready for her birthday to make it a big thing. And this year she wants her theme to be Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
And it's like, okay, cool, you know. Nobody really makes Scooby-Doo shit anymore because it's a show from the 1960s. I was like, Scooby-Doo cake toppers. You know, no one sells this stuff. I did get like a banner and stuff like that. But as far as like figurines and stuff, no, they're not really sold anymore. Like everything I'm finding is like vintage or super, super rare and expensive. And
probably has lead in it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. God. So I was like, what do I do to get her some Scooby-Doo like figurines for this cake? You know, I'm envisioning this cake I'm going to make and decorate and blah, blah, blah. And so Steve, I put him to work hunting for some figurines on eBay because he's very good at eBay and I don't eBay. And he found a set of figurines. They're vintage, like this woman's toy store, vintage toy store is going out of business or whatever. So he buys a pack of like Shaggy, Fred, whatever, Velma, Daphne, Scoobs. And they do arrive to us. And Elle loves them. Like, she just wants to play with them all. I'm like, we got to keep track of them because they're very important. They're going to be part of, like, your whole party cake tableau. So we cannot, like, lose them or whatever.
It's for your tableau, damn it.
It's for your tableau. This is the mother I've become. So, but I'm also the mother who is like, when we were going to the park the next day, she's like, I want to bring Scooby to the park and play with Scooby at the park. And I'm like, all right. Like, it makes you so happy. Okay, bring Scooby to the park. And we go to a park with a bunch of sand in it that particular day. And Elle makes friends with some other little girls at the playground. And what they decided to do was start digging holes and hide Scooby while the other ones aren't looking. And then, like, you know, they go and, like, find Scooby. And so Elle like digs a hole, hides Scooby, and is like, okay, girls, find Scoobs. And they start digging. They're like, where is he? And she's like, over in that area. And she runs off and starts doing slides and whatever while they're digging. And they're digging and digging and digging everywhere. And they're like, we can't find Scooby. And Elle comes over. She's like, he's right here. And she's like, she's digging, and no one can find Scooby in this huge sandbox at the playground. And she's like, Mom, can you come help me find Scooby? I'm like, oh my God.
Of course. It's like the main character.
Yeah. You can't lose the main character.
Shaggy or something.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares about Shaggy? So, fine. I don't want to, right? I've got my like tennis shoes and my jeans, and I just don't want to get down in the sand. But I'm like, it's Scoobs. We got to find Scoobs.
You hate sand.
I hate sand. I really, really do not like sand.
You may not know this, listeners, because she brought 2 tons of sand into her backyard, but she does hate sand.
Before I did that, I maybe even on this podcast, I was like, my kids are never going to have a sandbox. Like, uh-huh. I hate sand so much. But, you know, you do what you do for your kids. I'm down on the sand. You know, the kids are kind of losing interest at this point. And I'm just like down there, like just shoving my hand under the sand, like trying to find Scooby. I swear to God, I covered like, I don't know, 6 square feet. That's like a lot of sand.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is Scooby lost in here? I'm like, my hands and fingers are feeling raw from like the exfoliation of the sand and digging, and Cece's kind of trying to help, and the sun's going down. Like, parents are looking at me like I'm a nut job, like down here on the sand. And the sun started going down so far that I was like, I'm sorry, honey, we have to leave Scooby here. Like, Scooby's not going to be found.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
Yeah, exactly. We were definitely saying that, like, while we're digging. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? She's crying, like, and when she cries, she loves to be dramatic. She's just, like, kind of, like, and, like, forcing, like, boogers to blow out her nose and sobbing and heaving. I'm like, I'm sorry, honey. Like, I don't know what we'll do. We'll figure something else out. And we left. We left Scooby at the playground and went home.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this doesn't sound like a win to me, Shauna. Please tell me there's more to the story.
No, it was not a win. It was the dark night of the souls part of my story. If you are familiar with, I think it's Save the Cat screenwriting book. You know, you've got to get to the depth of the story.
Hit rock bottom, yeah.
Yeah, rock bottom. The next morning, Elle goes off to school, and Cece and I return to the playground. I brought every single shovel that we have in our backyard for our own playground. We're meeting friends at the playground that morning. And Cece's little 3-year-old friends and stuff. And we get there, and I just like walk up. I drop a big bag of sand supplies onto the sand. I was like, hi, friends. Don't mind me. I'm digging. And I basically ignored my friends for like 20 minutes while I'm like shoveling everywhere in the sand. I try to enlist the other kids' help, and they're like kind of helping. They're kind of into it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like this cuckoo bananas 40 something lady down in the sand, getting sand all up in my jeans, looking for Scooby-Doo. And I'm digging and digging, and my hands are getting raw, and I'm like, where are you? And then voila, I found Scoobs.
What?
Oh my God, I found Scooby-Doo.
Where was he?
I swear to God, he was in the exact place we had been digging.
Of course.
Over and over. I don't know how we missed him. I have no idea. And it took me forever that morning to actually find him. I was like, yes, I found him. And all my friends were like, yay. And I'm like, I told you he's here. I think because when I showed up and I was like, you guys, I'm going to find Scooby-Doo, they looked at me like I was bananas. They're like, yeah, we lost like a writer from Paw Patrol here once. And like, that's a goner. But we need to put this on our cake.
I'm envisioning you with like a helmet and a headlamp, like you're going mining, you know, like old timey excavating.
Oh, that's so what it felt like, or like digging for gold or something.
Like a pickaxe over your shoulder.
100%. That was so me. And they're just like, okay, Shauna, whatever you're going to do. And I was like, he's here. I found him. I found him. See, I'm not crazy. I found him. And they were like, yay. And I was like, oh, I took a picture of myself with Scooby and was so excited. Like, I got home. I got home and, like, told Steve. And he was like, oh, my God, good job, Mama. And, like, Elle came home. And I was like, look what I found. And she's like, cool. Like, just not the reaction I was hoping for. But
really? Come on, kid.
I know.
You know what she went through?
She was really happy, but, you know, she's just kind of understated sometimes. So I was just really proud that I found Scooby, and now we're keeping him in, like, an enclosed, locked glass treasure chest. No, I'm just kidding. He's just somewhere else in the house. But we're never taking him to the park again.
Good call. Oh, my God. Good for you.
Thank you.
Would have given up 100%.
Yeah, I don't know. Something kicked in. That intensity of just like, I'm going to do this. I think because I felt so bananas, like showing up with my adult friends and being like, here, I'm digging in this sand. Like, I was like, I have to make this happen. I have to make this happen.
Yeah, because if you didn't find it, then you would forever be that weirdo who showed up and spent like an hour digging in the sand and then went home crying.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I succeeded. We could put Scooby on the cake, you know, after a good scrubbing, of course. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, good job.
Thank you.
You're part of the Scooby gang now, I think.
Yeah, I think I earned my place in the gang.
For sure.
Okay, so you have another mom win for us, which I want to hear.
I do.
But should we take a break and come back with it afterward?
Oh, good idea. Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna. Think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
L'Olivie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at L'Olivie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LOLAVIE.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
We're back. And Laura, you have one more mom win for us. Take it away.
Okay, this mom win is a washcloth.
Ooh, okay.
Just a plain old washcloth. Doesn't have anything fancy on it. And it can be any washcloth in your house. But it is my mom win because it has enabled me to do something with Augie that he has been dreading and not cooperating with for months. And I'm here to tell you how I got it to work.
Okay.
Okay. That thing that he would not do is let me wash his hair.
Oh, okay.
He used to have zero problem with like water being on his face and washing his hair. It was all fine. He'd love to like flop back in the bath and get his hair wet and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what changed. I don't know exactly when it changed, but a couple months ago, he started like being kind of fussy about having water on his face, and mm-hmm. it turned into never wanting to get his hair wet or get his, you know, hair washed because you need to have wet hair to use typical shampoo. And it started to become a problem. Like at first it was like, oh, we won't wash your hair tonight, right? Like it was fine. Like we thought it was no big deal. But then it started getting like more and more like visceral for him. Like he would start really freaking out if we even got like a splash of water on his face. He would do this thing. And it was his fault. Like if he splashed in the bath and it splashed on his face, he gets super dramatic and like close his eyes and go, towel, towel.
Oh, poor guy.
We have to like dab his face with a towel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it started to become a problem because he has like very voluminous hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's very thick. And it gets very unruly when it's like too greasy. So we have to wash it like once a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to do, and I was just having the worst time. And, you know, Corey had gotten to the point where he was just sort of like, he would just have to kind of cry. Not Corey, Augie would just kind of cry through, like, the hair washing, and we tried to get it done as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And then one night, I was giving him his bath, and I think Sebastian was off with Corey at this point, so it was just me and Augie in the bathroom, and I saw we had a washcloth there. We don't usually use washcloths for whatever reason. Like, it's just we don't get in the habit of it, but we had a washcloth there, and I was like, oh, Augie, I have an idea. We are going to put this magic washcloth over your face while we wash your hair, and it's going to protect your face, and it's going to be fun.
Was it a dry washcloth or?
A dry washcloth,
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And, you know, in my mind, I'm just thinking, oh, it'll help, like, create a barrier and keep his face dry.
Right.
But, and of course, like, I'm thinking, I'm trying to really sell this, like, it's going to be a fun, magical washcloth. And in my mind, I'm like, he's not going to fall for this shit, right?
Yeah.
He fell for that shit.
Yes! Like,
yes! It was like, oh, a magic washcloth. I was like, yes, a magic washcloth, but you have to hold it over your face while we do it, right? And so I like held the washcloth over his face and like used it to create a little barrier, like, you know, around his hairline. And he started laughing while we were doing a hair wash.
Uh-huh.
And it's gotten to the point now where he like will just let me wash his hair. Like he doesn't love getting water on his face still, but he like doesn't, you know, scream and cry when it comes time to wash his hair.
Good.
So the washcloth is my mom win. The magical washcloth.
That's awesome. Yay.
Yeah.
Good job. Well, what about his face? Does he not like his face washed? How do you guys handle that?
We kind of just like get water on our hands and kind of like rub it around and he kind of... Mm-hmm. But it's, I think it's like really the dripping, like when it's anywhere near his eyes.
Mm.
So, and it's like if it runs down his face, I don't know. I don't really understand the rules because sometimes he splashes himself and he thinks it's funny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then he like spit water onto his brother the other night.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah. But washcloth, magical washcloth. If you're having the same problem, give it a try.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to keep that in my back pocket.
Yeah. But that is my second mom win. I think you said you just have the one magical yes. Scooby-Doo finding adventure. So I think it's time to move on to our BFPs and BFNs.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so we close every show with a big fat positive or a big fat negative from the week. Shauna, what do you have for us?
I have a BFP.
Yay.
Yay. My BFP is scissors.
They are awesome. I love scissors.
They are. They are. Specifically, she discovered the scissors that we have around the house, like in Elle's little school homework kit or whatever. And she has become obsessed with them. She loves learning how to use them and how to cut things, which is cool. It's like a skill that kids learn at some point. But what I really love about it is she's so into it that it will occupy her for really long periods of time. And for a three-year-old, a really long period of time. I'm talking like maybe 30 minutes.
Oh, that's ages.
Yes.
Ages for a three-year-old.
Mm-hmm. She will cut a piece of paper into little bits. Like she'll basically make like little confetti stuff. Uh-huh. So I have to like kind of make sure there's nothing important around. Like she accidentally cut a paper that Elle brought home from school the other day, right, into like confetti. And Elle was like, that was my picture. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Oh, no. So
I have to be aware of that. And, you know, I'm always like, don't cut your clothes. Don't cut your hair. Don't cut your skin. But you can cut this paper.
Oh, she's going to cut her hair. It's like just a matter of time, right?
Yes. Yeah. Every kid does. Elle's done it a couple times to herself when she was younger. I know Cece will, too. But she's so focused on cutting paper, but also ribbon. I think this really started around Christmas-ish time when I was like wrapping presents and, you know, you have like curling ribbon out. And I needed her kind of to be occupied for a little bit and like be a helper to wrap, mm-hmm. you know. So I was like, oh, here, like take this ribbon. I need you to like cut this ribbon up, just make up a task, right? Yeah. And she took it so seriously. Like she was taking that ribbon and cutting each tiny little like centimeter off, you know. So it's just like all this stuff everywhere, which is kind of the bummer. I have to clean stuff up. But the focus and like the amount of time that she's just engaged is awesome.
So are these like the spring-loaded kind or just normal kid scissors?
No, they're just normal kid scissors, like small for small hands and then mm-hmm. rounded tip instead of a pointy tip.
That's good. No stabbing. Mm-hmm. It's good.
No stabbing.
Because we do have some kid scissors I bought way too early. Like I think at some point someone was like, at 18 months, they could use them. And I was like, okay, I'll buy some. And I was like, this is way too early. But I got the kind that could be spring-loaded or not. You know, like you can flip a little thing. So I might try it without the spring because I think he's old enough now. He can just open and close them. So,
yeah. Yeah.
I really want to do this. I want him to sit down and just cut stuff up so yes. I can do other things.
Yeah. Yes. Give it a try.
Okay. I will. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah. All right. What about you? What do you got for us this week?
I have a BFP as well.
Okay.
And mine is a BFP for me.
Ooh.
Which is, I treated myself to a new water bottle.
Ooh.
Which is already a BFP because I have like this Hydro Flask that I've talked about on the show. It's like a 32-ounce Hydro Flask. It's perfect for me. And I've had it since before Augie was born and it's like dented and all that stuff. But I love it. I use it every day, all day. And the problem I have with it is that I never can find the lid if we're like going somewhere. And I keep talking to myself about how I need to, like, get another lid and blah, blah, blah. Well, I, like, mentioned it to our nanny, Eliza, because I was, like, trying to get out of the house and couldn't find the lid and wanted my water. And it was a whole thing because if I don't have my water, I don't feel – it's like my security blanket. And she sent me a link and she was like, Hydro Flask is having a sale right now. I was like, come again.
Ooh.
So I treated myself to a brand new Hydro Flask and two additional lids. So
yes.
Now I have four lids and two hydro flasks, and it's like the most amazing thing ever. It's so funny to me how like the simplest thing can bring so much joy.
Uh-huh.
But one of the reasons why like this is relevant to parenting is like, first of all, I have to stay hydrated because I'm still breastfeeding, right? So like right. I really notice if I'm not drinking enough water. But also, if I don't have the lid, it's really hard to carry the hydro flask and the baby and my phone, and like women's pants never have fucking pockets.
Of
so
course.
Like, yeah. So I'm trying to carry all this shit, and I'm like always afraid I'm going to like drop something or like fall down the stairs, you know, like all these mm-hmm. worst case scenarios. But the lids have these little handles on it, so it's like much easier to carry. So now I feel better because I can just like pop the lid on and carry the baby and the hydro flask and my phone without feeling like I'm going to like send one of them all the way down the stairs to their death. So
nice.
That's a BFP.
Yeah, those hooks are really helpful because the hydro flask is kind of heavy, especially when it's full
heavy.
Of water.
Yes. And slippery. Like I should probably get some kind of sleeve for it, but it's not like the grippiest material. So yeah, I just feel very fancy having two water bottles.
Did you get like a color and design or something that makes you really happy?
Well, the one I have is like a turquoise. And so I got like another blue. They discontinued the turquoise I have and I got a different blue. I like the blues. I like the blues and the greens. I know you
mm-hmm.
do too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mine is blue.
Yeah, but I do want to get these really cool, they call them like infinity stickers that you wrap around and it creates sort of like a landscape. They're designed for hydro flasks. And there's one that's Yosemite. And I want to like get that.
That's a good idea. That sounds nice. The lid that you have, is it like a flip-up straw thing? Because that's what I have. But I'm wondering if there's a better one out there I would like better.
No, I just got the plain old, like it's a cap with a handle. And I don't know. I always feel weird about the flip-up lids because then you have to like wash them. And I mean, I wash my hydro flask, but you know what I mean? Like you got to get in the nooks and crannies and stuff. And
oh, you do? Oh.
You're supposed to.
I throw mine in the dishwasher.
Oh, well, that's fine. Yeah. I enjoy the like mouthfeel of drinking from the wide mouth bottle. I don't know. I feel like this is getting very personal, Shauna.
Well,
I feel like
no,
this is verging into personal territory.
Well, I think that is important. I think that's what I don't like about my hydro flask is the flip straw thing because it's not the right mouthfeel. It's not an easy sip. It's kind of hard mm-hmm. to sip. So mm-hmm. maybe I should try just untwisting and just drinking straight out of the bottle. I've like literally never tried that with it.
It's a whole new world, Shauna.
Oh.
You'll have to do it and check back.
Okay. Okay. I will. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's my BFP. Not too earth-shattering, but it is a huge improvement for me. And if you are also struggling with like only having one of something and you can easily get multiples, just like, and you can afford it, just get the multiples. Like with on sale, the lids were like $3 or something. Like, why didn't I do this a year ago, Shauna?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Anyway.
Awesome. Well, I think that's our show. And listeners, if you have any mom wins that you want to share with us, please reach out. Laura, where can everyone reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at BFP Podcast. We have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And if you want to send us an email, you can always throw a voice memo into that email. Just send it to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And finally, if you want to join a super cool group of people on the internet, just search Facebook for Big Fat Positive Community. Request to join. Just answer those two membership questions and we'll send you straight through to our awesome private group full of cool, cool people talking about cool, cool things.
And if you love our show, please rate us and review us wherever you listen. Laura, we've got a 5-star review to read this week.
Oh, do we?
We do. This is from New Mom 2. They say, love this podcast. 5 stars. Great audio on the podcast and great chemistry between the two hosts. I love the informative topics and real life stories between these two awesome moms.
Aw, thank you, New Mom 2.
Love it. And if you want to leave us a 5-star review, please do, and we might read it on our show. Our show is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.